Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. Before we hop into this episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review, share it on your social medias, anything that helps it grow. If you guys don't know, that's how these platforms actually show it to people who have never seen it before, similar to how TikTok has its For You page, Instagram has its Explore page. These platforms share it based off of how many positive rating and reviews it gets, so it'd mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. All right, happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Like I said, I am so excited to hop into this week's episode because I feel like this is the hormone that gets talked about the most, and I feel like it's so misunderstood. So I'm very excited to just dive into it and what it does in our body, what high and low levels mean, and why low levels of this hormone may not necessarily be a good thing. But as always, if you guys are new here, this is the Lifted Podcast. So in the start of every episode, I give something from the previous week that lifted me, bettered me, anything like that from the last week, whether it be like a story from the last week, piece of scripture, a book I read, anything like that, just anything that bettered me. So, and the lift of this week, as weird as it might sound, is simply just like other podcasts. I've been listening, like binge listening to podcasts this last week on hormone health and gut health and menstrual health and mental, like, personal development podcasts. And I've just been like absolutely indulging in like all of this new information. So like some of my top ones this week that I was listening to are the Holistic Women's Health podcast. I've been listening to Feminine as Freight by Monica Yates. Been listening to the Energy Balance podcast, Pursuit of Wellness, The Genius Life, Huberman Lab. Like all of these have just been absolutely insane this week. I just listening like nonstop, catching up on episodes. I seem to go through like phases where I'll do like a couple weeks where I just like am only listening to podcasts, and then I'll switch back to music and then back to podcasts. It's just so, this was one of those weeks that the podcasts were just hitting so hard. So hoping to be one of those podcasts for you guys. If not already, then one day. So I truly love this platform. Like I love the information and the message you can spend. Like you can be so scientific with these, or you can just sit and chit chat about anything. It just feels like you have a friend, whether you're in like a car ride, you're on a walk. Like it's so nice to just have like a conversation going. I don't know. Sometimes I prefer that than music. Anyways, before I keep rambling on about how much I love podcasts in the middle of a podcast episode, let's just hop right into the episode. And this week, like I said, I'm so excited to talk about cortisol. This is the hormone that actually got me into hormones and researching them, because I just saw this post. It was like, oh, like you're like bloatedness might not be from like food you're eating. You could just be stressed. And I'm like, what? Like, that makes no sense. And then I started getting into it, researching it, and I just mind blown on how connected everything is in our body. And then this is kind of just what led me to dive down a deep hole of hormones. So yeah, let's just hop into cortisol. So cortisol is your stress response hormone. This is what sends your body into fight or flight. It is regulated by your pituitary gland. When you wake up, exercise, or face a stress, your pituitary gland is sending a signal to your adrenal gland to produce this cortisol, an appropriate amount of cortisol. So this is basically your body's response to stress or danger, and it's increasing your body's metabolism of glucose, blood pressure, it's increasing inflammation, it affects your memory function, and it is truly connected to all of your body systems. However, I know it sounds like a bad thing, like, okay, this is your stress hormone, like you want to not have it. Too little cortisol is actually just as detrimental as having high cortisol levels. And I feel like that's not talked about. It is a lot less common because, I mean, we're in a world full of hurry, so we tend to be a lot more stressed out than we seem to be. Lower levels, if you have low levels of cortisol, it is most of the time going to be due to just genetics. First, let me hop in to what happens when you have too much cortisol, which, like I said, seems to be a lot more common, which is what threw me into really diving into it. So, too much, it can cause you to gain weight. So, stress can actually correlate to weight gain. So, whether you're in a calorie deficit or not, it can just make you hold on to extra. And where it normally makes you gain weight, you're going to see a lot more inflammation in your stomach and your face. So this isn't going to be like nice bulking weight where it's going to go to your butt and your legs and like where you want it to go. It's going to be all stomach and face. It can lead you to have more fragile skin. So it can take longer to heal if you bruise or cut or anything like that, as well as it can cause acne. It can lead to irregular periods because it's throwing off your estrogen and progesterone levels. So not only can it cause you to just miss a period or have it come late or just like super early or just really, really bad PMS symptoms, it can cause a really heavy flow because your high cortisol level is raising your estrogen levels. So high estrogen leads to a little bit more heavy flows in your periods. So if you have super heavy periods, that could be a symptom of high cortisol levels among all these other things. I think among these, I think I would take a little bit of heavy periods over, you know, all the inflammation and acne and all that. But anyways, can also give you high blood pressure. It can even lead to the thinning of your bones, osteoporosis, give you headaches, migraines, all that. Stress headaches are a real thing. So what causes high cortisol? Like I said, chronic stress. If you have too high or too low of a body fat percentage, it kind of keeps your body in a stressed out state because it's trying to be healthy, but it's not. If you are at a very, very low underweight, your body's struggling to produce hormones correctly. If you're overweight, your body is also struggling to produce hormones properly. Alcohol will pretty much affect all of your hormones. It's detrimental, so definitely drink in moderation if you drink at all. Processed foods and refined sugars. So that basically leads into a poor diet. Pituitary gland issues. It could be a medication side effect. And then how do you balance this? How do you lower your cortisol levels? Besides, you know, thinking, just de-stress, you know, put on a face mask, sit in a nice bubble bath, hot tub, anything like that. Yeah, that can do it. But you also want to look at more sleep, quality sleep, not just sitting there lying down in the middle of the night, eyes open, getting up a bunch to have to pee or any of that. Just try to lower your screen time so that you can produce your natural melatonin, because light before you go to bed is disrupting your natural melatonin production, because melatonin is produced in response to darkness, which tells your body it is time to go to sleep, which then connects to cortisol, because if you're not sleeping properly, it's going to be high. Like I said, these are all connected, and I will be doing an episode all on melatonin as well. Avoid caffeine, especially on an empty stomach. If you are going to have caffeine, either eat a nutritious meal first, drink some water first with that meal, or if you want a lighter caffeine option, green tea is actually good for lowering cortisol. Eat lots of fruit. Make sure you're hydrated. That goes along with fruit. Real hydration. Make sure you're getting your electrolytes in. Don't just drown yourself in an insane amount of water, because that's not doing anything good for you. Spend more time outside. Not only are you going to get more sunlight, but stick your feet in the dirt, grounding. There's so much science behind like the electronic charge with grounding, sticking your bare skin to the earth and connecting to it. And then you can do, like I said, like the meditation, the yoga, magnesium helps, vitamin C, and L-theanine all help with high levels of cortisol. All right, and now let's talk about something that's not very talked about. Too little cortisol, which means your body is not producing a stress hormone, whether you're in a stressful situation or not. That stressful hormone just isn't there. It's not responsive. You could see where that could probably be a bad thing if you just don't have that. So I'm like drinking this probiotic refresher thing right now. It's lime mint coconut thing. There's like a bunch of really good stuff in it. It's very strong. It's fermented. And so like my throat is getting really dry. So I wanted to just like a big sip, but then it's just not that great. So my voice is a little raspy right now because like every single time I'm trying to hydrate and like feel my throat, it's getting little baby sips. So anyways, back on track, what are signs of too little cortisol? So tiredness throughout the day. You might find yourself tired when you wake up and then restless at night. It can cause weight loss, not in a good way. Don't look at that as a plus. I know most of us as women hear weight loss and we're like, oh, what? Anyways, muscle weakness, pain in your abdomen, brain fog. So you won't be thinking clearly. You might be a little bit more moody. Cravings. Weakened immune system. You can get sick more often. You can get more skin infections easier because your immune system's a little weaker. More sense of anxiety. And you can even see darkening regions of your skin. So what causes low levels of cortisol? Like I said, this tends to be a lot more genetic. A weak immune system can cause little cortisol, infections, and then, like I said, mostly just genetics. The treatment for that, try to find a more anti-inflammatory diet, exercise more. You can get cortisol replacement hormones. Like I said, this tends to be a little bit less common of an issue, but it is a thing. I feel like people want their cortisol as low as possible. You do want to get stress in your life, but you want it to be controlled stress. So exercise, cold plunges, stuff like that where it's controlled and not chronic, like time management and money stress and stuff like that, of like genuine chronic stress in your mind. You want to put your body through more stress, but like I said, controlled stress. So because you want your cortisol levels to work properly, obviously, so making sure that it's produced enough to better yourself. For example, working out is bettering yourself because you're like, say your resistance training, like your cortisol levels are raising while you're resistance training because your muscle fibers are tearing apart, but it's bettering you in the process. So like that level of cortisol is ideal. So if you have little cortisol levels, they're too low, you might not get that effect. When your hormones are unbalanced, it automatically sends your body into an emergency state where it might shut down other bodily processes that it's not deeming as necessary or essential at the time. For example, if your cortisol levels are always elevated, your body is in fight or flight, like I said. So it might shut down things that it doesn't deem necessary right now. For example, digestion. Because if you're in an emergency state, your body does not think it's necessary to produce bowel movements. It just doesn't. So that can cause bloating, weight gain, puffiness, irritable, like stomach aches. It can also shut down your reproductive system because if you are in fight or flight, the last thing your body wants to do is reproduce. So that's where the irregular periods are going to come in and they're going to get messed up. And you might bleed late, you might bleed heavy, you might just mess up your entire cycle, which then messes with your estrogen and progesterone levels. Those all, like, genuinely, I wish I could explain how everything in our bodies are so connected. And I just feel like today, everything, it just goes straight to, like, the problem. And we just want, like, a quick fix. People just look so far past like the root of all these problems. You could have high cortisol levels because of like one of your other hormones being messed up, and then that hormone could be messed up because like the root of this hormone, and it could just all be backed up to like even just like a mental problem or anything like that. It can mess with your body physically. And so I just encourage you to really try to learn more about all of this stuff. That's the point of me doing this series, is because I want to encourage you to dive deeper to find the root of any of your problems, whether it be acne, whether it be bloating, whether it be mood swings, periods, anything like that, that the doctors might want to just be like, oh, like birth control or Accutane. Because most of the time what's going to happen, you're going to hop off that stuff And it's not cured because it didn't get the root of the problem. It just fixed it temporarily while you were on the medication. So I hope you guys are enjoying this series as much as I am diving into research every week. I am spending days researching, making sure I'm getting proper information, and I've just been absolutely loving it. Like, I want to record early. I want to be recording like way in advance because it's like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I just did this episode. Like, let me stay up and I'm gonna research the next hormone. I'll record it tomorrow. And like, I'm so excited about all of these that it's just genuinely just bringing a fire into like my soul. Like, I just definitely been obsessed with all of this recently and finding the root of all of our health problems. The goal of this series, like I said, is to just spark your interest in all of it. You can dive so much deeper with so many more medical podcasts. I'm trying to do like a crash course kind of thing where it just piques your interest and gives you a simple rundown so that you can go and do further research and form your own opinions and thoughts and all that. So I hope you guys are enjoying the series. Like I said, I'm just beyond excited. So if I keep repeating myself, I apologize. But yeah, it's gonna wrap up this episode. Hope you guys learned something from it. I hope it sparked your interest in something. And yeah, I will catch you guys next week. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. Bye.